T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Traveling in a fight-out combi, on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Friday, breathe it, breathe it, breathe it, breathe it, breathe it. It's a Friday, breathe it. Great. Now I have to have a Vegemite sandwich for lunch.
You don't want that.
Let it breathe.
I'm bred from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land of love.
Kind of a racist tune. And yeah. Also, Men at Work.
Right.
Pretty offensive band
name. I understand.
I don't know. I think Wiggy's in line with that.
Yeah, I love the Australian.
The what? The Australian Walmarts?
The Australian Walmarts. Yeah. Just the life in Australia.
What do you like about the life in Australia?
The weather's always nice.
Actually, their winters are our summers.
Yeah, so the weather is always nice. No, can't beat not. That.
Well, joining us, I believe, from Sydney, Australia, it is Luke. Hello, Luke.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Good. Very well. So just to clarify, when someone has lost their mind about something in Australia, we say there's some kangaroos loose in the top paddock. Uh-huh. And Wiggy has definitely lost his mind if he thinks, first of all, there's Walmart, and second of all, there's gun violence at a Walmart in Australia. So we don't have a Walmart. If I've never seen one. We don't have guns. We about 25 years ago, we had some massive gun reform. So, it's extremely difficult for us to have a gun. So there's neither of both. So Wiggy, I'd love to know what your source is, but you're way off.
You're basically saying he's wrong.
He's
wrong on every count.
No, they call their Walmart. I meant to say the big W.
No,
that's what
I can read
it.
The text line too. I know everybody's texting.
No, that's not the text line.
Yes, it is. Everybody's texting in and saying it's the big W.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
That's the name of the place, right, Luke?
Right. And I knew that there was no guns.
Yeah, there's big W, but there's no guns.
Yeah, I knew there was no guns.
Luke,
I've never seen a fight at a Big W either, though. But yeah,
Luke, can you when it comes to sports, is it hard to find a Celtics game? We were trying to find games over in Ireland. It was crazy.
Well, I'm a little bit. I live in Natick. I've moved over here, so I live in the States. So I'm a big Boston sports fan. Big Sox, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins. So yeah, I'm a huge Boston sports fan.
All right.
Can you do a quick liner for us? Because I love the Australian accent. Can you just say you're listening to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI?
You're listening to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
There we go. We can throw that in the image.
Mate. You got to add mate in at the end.
Mate.
There we go.
Mate. Can you say, Curtis, I'm surprised you didn't ask him to say put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Oh, you're from Austria?
All right, Luke, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
They gave us Russell Crowe.
1 week. One week, you on Fridays is probably the best show.
No, I'm really, serious. He's Australian.
What, does
love him as an actor.
Does the shipment arrive for the weekend on Fridays?
I'm
is that what happens?
I'm waiting for my True 34 to get here from Paul Pierce. I'm waiting for my Paul Pierce Kush to get here.
1 week from today, it is the next road show. We will be in Keene, New Hampshire at the showroom. And I want to give away another pair of VIP passes, which means you get breakfast and you get a couple VIP seats for the road show. So if you are the ninth caller at 617-931-0937, then you can join us for the next road show in Keene, New Hampshire. All of the road shows are presented by Harbor One Bank. So I hope you will join us there. And obviously, you don't have to have VIP passes. You just come and join us and be a part of the broadcast. And we'll see how Keene does.
Right. Next year for your golf tournament, we did Ireland. We should do it in Australia.
Australia?
Yeah.
Nashville is where we're going next year.
Oh,
the Australia of the southern part of the country.
Golf course called Troubadour, which I am told is maybe the most fun golf course anyone has ever created in the United States of America.
Nashville's Elvis, right? Elvis is Nashville, right?
Elvis is Memphis.
Memphis, okay.
Yeah, Memphis. Right. This is Jim from Ashland, which is known as the Nashville of Central Massachusetts. Hello, Jim.
Absolutely. We're right on the marathon route. Yes. Nashville. It was cool that you played that song by Rolf Harris, Timey Kangaroo Down.
Yes.
Yeah. Poor Rolf had a legal problem. I don't know if you're aware.
No.
Involving little boys, I guess.
Jeez, I don't. What happened to same thing happened to Gary Glitter? All the early stars of the '60s. I don't know. All right, we'll ban that. We'll never play that one ever again. This is John from Dartmouth. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Listen, in relation to what we were talking about a little while ago about kids getting mental health days.
Yes.
Greg, you're 100% wrong, but it's not your fault. You're becoming an old man.
Yeah, true.
You know, you're now, like when you used to tell your grandfather that you got Social Security, and he's like, well, in my day, we saved for our own retirement. That's 100% what it is.
Yep.
He's like, we didn't have that. Kids have it harder. When you left school, you went to go set fires in the woods and pick your nose. My kids got softball. They got to run track. And maybe it's my fault as a parent for not being like, hey, maybe just be a kid. But they're like, I want to do softball. I want to run track. I want to do dance. I'd like to join the math team. And it's like, do it. There's no time. These kids are under way more pressure. If they need a day off, one a month, one every couple months, give it to them. And the whole what's going to happen when they get a job, your generation is dying out, my friend. You're not going to be their boss.
Yeah.
Their boss is now younger kids in their 30s and 40s who are going to be like, you know what? You need a day off. Take a day off.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't buy it. This is Wiggy's big argument, which was that it's so much harder for kids
these days. Way harder.
It's not.
My mother said, don't get arrested and don't end up in the morgue. Go enjoy life.
I went okay, one for
what
two.
Is, what does that have to do with it?
Nowadays, like the caller said, you got to make sure you're doing this. Look at going to college. What college are you going to go to? You got to play sports. When you're playing sports, how competitive?
Existed.
Stop it.
It didn't exist like it exists now. Social media changed everything, Greg.
I got kicked out of my house because I wasn't going to go to college. My father didn't talk to me for years.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Might want to talk to a therapist about it. But right. The other point I would make is if your evidence for how rough your upbringing was that you worked at an apple picking orchard.
I did like five jobs.
Oh my
jobs,
God,
Curtis.
That sounds like Harlem.
Physical labor, five jobs. I had
way
a paper
easier.
Route.
Way
I used
easier.
To go out every afternoon and deliver the afternoon edition of the Middlesex News. On
right.
my bicycle.
Right. You have a good work ethic.
Up the hills and down the hills.
Don't you think work ethics will continue to breed success no matter what generation? You have a great work ethic. You're a smart guy. You work hard.
Do you think work ethic is inherited or observed?
I think it's both.
I think it's observed. I think you learn it by watching others be successful when they work hard.
Well, right.
And when we eliminate the opportunity to see that, it leads to a disaster going forward for the productivity and what we've always done in this country, which is be the people who worked harder than everybody.
Okay,
else.
My generation has done more to change the world in 15 years technologically than the other generations combined in all of time.
That's true.
So all these
what about
idiots.
What about the person who invented the microwave?
I mean,
not in your generation.
Who was that? Was that Zuckerberg?
I don't know who it
was. But I think Curtis' generation, they upgraded it. So they have defrost. They have the special type of meats that they know when you put in the microwave and how not to overcook the meat. So I would say that the pressure that these kids are under today with college and just look at how Billy and Tiffany is doing.
Where is that pressure coming from?
It's coming from society, the world.
No, it's coming from their parents.
Well, and the parents are part of society.
Like the guy just said, if you think your kids are under a lot of pressure, then they don't have to go to the math club. They don't have to. They don't have to play soccer. They take some time off. Be a kid.
Greg, when I was a kid on Tower Drive, and my dad pulled out of the parking lot and headed to the Hancock Tower for work, if I didn't grab him, he was gone for 45 minutes. I had to call the secretary, and she said, "Okay, I'll tell your dad when he gets here." That whole world, our entire way of communicating, evolved in my lifetime. Where we now have cell phones, we can now contact everyone at all times. Your behaviors would have been diametrically opposed to what they were if you knew your parents could access where you were at all times. It adds a layer of stress. Social media absolutely impacts the well-being. Did you see that Netflix show at the beginning of the pandemic called? It was all about the impact of social media.
The social
experiment.
Social experiment.
Something like that.
It's great.
The high-speed internet in conjunction with social media, with young women especially, has caused a dramatic increase in suicidality and other issues. It's not like a punchline. I know certain people abuse the system, but to not understand that there have been massive changes technologically which have impacted the well-being of people, especially kids who don't have the same understanding of the world as adults, then you're just missing the whole point.
And Greg, when you were growing up, your dad was probably like, "All right, Greg, I want you to go to college. No big deal." Nowadays, these kids, when they're growing up, you can't just go to college. You got to go to Bentley. You got to go to BC. You got to go here because the pressure.
Well, my dad had to pay for someone.
But all I'm saying, Curtis, is the pressure that you, rather than just go get a college education from any type of institute, they've put pressure on these kids. Well, that's not going to be the same type of college degree because you went to this school. That pressure builds on these kids.
But rather than creating mental health days every other week and unlimited vacation time and the option to work from home if you're anxious, shouldn't we just help them find ways to deal with stress? Because you're never going to eliminate stress in your life.
Right.
I hate to break it to you. It's never going away.
Yes, you do have to figure out ways to do it. Like
there's a dude that just, a high-level dude, who just quit Apple because they were going to make him go back into the office.
Right.
What are we doing, as Curtis would say? The guy quit. Because he's going to have to go back and work in the office 3 days a week.
Right. And if you want to go case by case, Greg, I agree with you. There are a lot of people who have abused the system, who have made it worse than it actually was in order to get preferential treatment or work from home and have more balance.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the broad macro look at the entire situation. You are not being honest or not understanding the facts of the situation when you say that kids today don't have it harder than kids before.
Right. All right. Just look at the sports world, the pressure that's put on these athletes because of the way that things have changed and they advanced over time. Now guys are spending millions of dollars on their body 365 days a year.
A lot of pressure if you're going to spend millions of dollars for somebody to help you get in shape. A lot of pressure.
Well.
All right. Anyway, speaking of pressure, we're a little bit behind, so we got to get to Shime and to what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Celebrate graduations and Mother's Day with the money you found at findmassmoney.com. The unclaimed property division holds over more than $3 billion in unclaimed money. Go to findmassmoney.com. It's fast, easy, and free. The Celtics dominated the Heat last night, 127-102. Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, and Jaylen Brown all scored over 20 points. Smart was a rebound shy of a triple-double in the game.
What a game for Smart last night. What a difference
Just
it
awesome.
Makes having him back there. I, you know, we talked about it a lot earlier, but that run he went on, that 17-point and 17-minute run in the second was just was awesome. And I mean, sky's the limit for these guys.
And he knew because he didn't play on what was that night when he missed game one Tuesday? He knew how much pressure he had on him as a leader.
Yes, he had a lot of pressure.
And by the way, can I call fraudulence on Wiggy today for one thing?
Please.
Go ahead.
Please
that
do.
Celtics giddy up he's wearing.
Yes.
Do you think it's coincidental that NBA TV is going to be in at 9?
No, I had already planned where.
I didn't even think of that.
No, because if you go back and look at my show's Twitch history. Sean, can we do a Twitch history? I always wear
Ask Gaiman.
I always wear some type of sports, you know, clothing the day after whatever team wins.
Remember when you wanted to ship Marcus Smart out of town?
Yes.
That was rich. That was just a few months ago. Remember when you wanted to get rid of him?
Remember you wanted to get rid of Tatum?
Yep, I apologize for it. Are you apologizing for wanting Marcus Smart out of here?
Well, I apologize to Marcus.
Were you wrong about that?
I was wrong about the fact that I didn't think he would change his mental makeup on how he needed to step back.
Good. I need someone, 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway. Between now and 9, I need a extra large Kyrie Irving jersey that Wiggy has to wear when NBA TV 2X. Arrives.
I'd wear a Kyrie jersey.
Thank you. That'll be accurate.
I mean, I got, you know how many throwback jerseys I got? My jersey.
Let's get
my jersey collection is five.
Mrs. Wiggins, I'll send an Uber to you. Put it in the car.
All right, well, the Red Sox beat the Mariners 12-6 yesterday. Trevor Story had himself a night. He hit three dingers in the game. Tanner Houck went four scoreless innings in relief of Rich Hill, and he talked about the opportunity to pitch in critical innings as featured on yesterday's Red Sox postgame show presented by Nissan. Choose Nissan today for great offers on our most exciting lineup ever. Shop NissanUSA.com.
Yeah, I mean, every time I go out there, I try and throw up zeros, help the team win in any way possible. So super, super happy, super blessed to be on this team with an incredible group of guys.
Tanner Houck looked great yesterday. Those four scoreless innings, he was lighting it up. The Red Sox will host the Mariners again tonight. First pitch, 7:10. Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call of the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network.
Red Sox are getting hot, and a reminder that you can win tickets on 2 for Tuesday next week every single hour starting at 8 a.m. on this show.
Ooh, good call. And Tiger Woods played his opening round of the PGA Championship yesterday morning, shot a 4-over. He started really well, shooting 2-under through his first 5 holes. Unfortunately, he would go on a bit of a cold streak, even seemed to tweak something with his leg, and looked to be laboring to finish his round. Rory McIlroy is your leader after day one at 5-under par. That's what's trending now. We go to Chris Curtis in the Weather Center.
Thank you, Scheimer. It's 53 degrees and hazy in Boston, an afternoon high of 72, and I have 9 a.m. tomorrow at Bentley University. 88 degrees, 106% humidity.
That's not bad.
It's going to feel like a buck 40 on the turf.
Real feel, 2 million degrees. But, Greg, you would happily sit through that to not have to pay another dime to another college.
Correct. And luckily, I'm not a sweater.
We got a pit check?
We'll do that during. I'll do several pit checks on Instagram tomorrow during the Bentley ceremony.
You're going to need a pit crew.
Yeah. Hey, Curtis. Hey. Oh, Scheimer. All right, Curtis, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Gresh and Keith.
So that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it if you're of the, yay, we won three quarters, woohoo! So if you're the Miami Heat, here's what you do. Blow them out in a quarter. You blow them out in one, then the other two, what are we doing? It's just all tickle butt then. It doesn't really matter.
It's mostly tickle butt.
Did you miss something? Listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Gresh and Keith, middays 10 to 2 on New England Sports Original. WEEI. WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Thank you.
I was proud of the way that, you know, we responded. Last game was tough. Just kind of how we lost, and, you know, and myself included, how I played in that third quarter. So I was excited for how we were going to just bounce back and respond, regardless of how we, if we won or lost, just how we played. You know, we just played a lot better. And yeah, I mean, obviously missing D. White, you know, congrats to him and his family. But, you know, when we have Smart and Al back, we're just that much more bigger. For Billy Kincaid, if he had to do it over, he would do it the same. Yeah.
Jason Tatum, proud of the way his team responded. Celtics win game two, and the series heads back to Boston for game three tomorrow night. This is Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Of course. Wiggy,
what up?
What's up, Wiggy? Thanks for everything you did for the Pats. I'm a big Pats fan.
But listen, appreciate it.
Thanks,
yeah,
Wiggy.
No, I'm calling. I'm probably the only resident Miami Heat fan in Massachusetts, so I got to defend my squad after last night. What a no call on that hero block. I mean, that was an absolute block, clean as day. I mean, how are you going to call a foul for him bumping his, you know, his chest on his head?
Mm.
The whole momentum of that game changed after these calls. I mean, Miami was pretty much just sneezing at the Celtics. I mean, come on.
The momentum really was not.
They lost by 50, and you're worried about a foul call.
The momentum was really not
with. I'm talking about the first quarter, Curtis, okay? You Brady lover. I'm talking about the first quarter. Okay, everything changed after that.
I love the greatest player of all time. Kobe.
I mean,
well, I do too, but you're hopping on his bandwagon way too much. The guy's gone. He's in Tampa Bay.
No, I never left the bandwagon.
I mean, the only time, unfortunately, really, that the Heat had any. I mean, they had obviously back and forth momentum in that first quarter, and then. We talked about it earlier. Butler went on like a little run in the third or whatever. But other than that, it was.
Well, the reason why they lost that first quarter, that first half, is because the Celtics were lights out. I think they were shooting 68% from 3-point land. The fouls, I'm kind of with Jeff Goodman on this one. They kind of play out, they wash out at the end of the game. You know, I think Miami shot 22 free throws and. The Celtics ended up shooting 23, so there wasn't this glaring difference. There's always going to be calls, and I asked Jeff Van Gundy about this. There's always going to be calls because so many guys flop. But I thought the Tyler Herro block, even though it looked like a clean block, he got body on him. So when they it seems like they make that call.
I think if the Patriots had better punt coverage in Super Bowl 20 against the Bears, they would have beaten them. I mean, they only lost 46-10, but early in that game, they had a field goal lead.
Yeah, they did. It was 3-0.
Yep.
Coming up in a moment, we need to hammer the chime for tomorrow night's game. So we'll get to that coming up. Quick thank you to today's Dress Greg sponsor. It is Sentinel Financial Group. And I want to thank Mark Sullivan, who is a listener and the managing partner over there. And I am wearing their shirt with pride today, and they donated to the Greg Hill Foundation in which to have me do that. So thank you to every one of you who has participated in Dress Greg. It's really simple. Just go to thegreghillfoundation.org/dressgreg. And if you're willing to donate at least $100, then I'm willing to wear whatever you want on the Twitch feed. And that reminds me that I should tell you, you can watch this show on Twitch every single day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And as long as I am plugging things for the foundation, due to overwhelming demand on our latest brilliant collab with the Beachcomber in Wellfleet, we have released more of the Beachcomber, limited edition Beachcomber Greg Hill Foundation sweatshirts. They come in beautiful periwinkle blue like my eyes and the burnt orange. And so there are more available while supplies. They sold out in an hour yesterday thanks to you incredibly generous, loyal people. So we have more of those available at thegreghillfoundation.org. All right, Chime, you want to hammer it for Saturday?
It's time for Hammer the Spread. Excuse me. Hammer the Spread.
Hammer the Spread.
Can't touch it.
All right. got a little money burning a hole in your pocket and you want to wager something on tomorrow night's game, here is the expert around these parts, Shime. Shime, what do you got?
Well, so not a lot of props have come out for this game yet because we're so far removed from it still. It's still over, 24 hours, 36 hours away at this point. But what I really like so far is I'm looking at the over in the 208.5 total points scored in the game. I think you've noticed the last couple games that there isn't, as much as these two teams are great defensive teams, there hasn't been quite as much defense necessarily as we anticipated, especially in yesterday's score. I mean, they scored a combined almost 230 points, which absolutely demolished the over. So I really like the over in the game. I also really like the Miami Heat over. It's currently set at 100 points. They've done that two games in a row. I kind of expect them to do it again in Boston. I expect a big third quarter out of Jimmy Butler. Even if the Celtics win the game, I think the Miami Heat are still going to score points here. I think that's kind of what we've learned, is the defense is going to come in other ways where it's turnovers and you're getting points off those turnovers, not necessarily stopping the other team from scoring.
All right, Chime. Thank you.
You were money though yesterday, right?
I was 2-2.
Oh, 2-2.
Yep.
Don't hear his record when he's 2-2.
No, I said it. I no problem. 17-16 overall.
Did you go with the under on Marcus Smart and assist?
I did not. No, okay. I didn't touch the Marcus Smart assist number because at the time we didn't know he was playing.
Okay.
So that's the other tough part. Yesterday, early yesterday morning, didn't know Marcus Smart was playing. Didn't know Al Horford was playing. So those are two pieces of information you don't get until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But for tomorrow, keep your eye out for a Jaylen Brown point total. Anything over 24 points, hit the under. Jaylen Brown has this weird streakiness where he'll go one game, he'll play great, kind of like yesterday where he had 24. The next game, he'll be a little slow, especially getting off at the start of the game.
So the under on that.
Yes, I would go under on Jaylen Brown points.
And I would have lost money because I would have bet that Taylor Hero would have hit 1 3-pointer, because wasn't the...
Yeah, the line was 1.5. He was 0 for 3. Oof. And being down 25 points, you'd expect them to be taking way more threes, and they just did not.
This is Steve in the truck. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on?
Well, that... And I hate to say it, that moron fan you had on, the Miami fan.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about. That was going to change the entire game, Tyler Hero. On that block, when he did bump him with the body and hit him on the arm. The Celtics are very resilient. And Wiggy, you said something. They were shooting 68% from the field. They were 9 for 11 from three-pointer. They were shooting at 88% from three-pointer at the time. So this guy, he has no idea what he's talking about. Their best player is Butler, who's a great player in his own right. Bam Adebayo hasn't showed up. He's done defensive stuff, but he hasn't done anything in the paint to score. So if this guy thinks they're going to do anything in the series, personally, if they win the next two games, we know it's over. But if they win the next game, it could also be over because they may demoralize them to the point where they know they can't keep up with the length of the Celtics and also the defensive prowess of them. I mean, they're a good defensive team too, but they're not like the Celtics are. They're very resilient. They don't make a loss bother them. They come back. And that's the big thing. They don't hang their heads. They're confident. So, and I got to attribute that to Ime Udoka. This guy was the absolute right coach for this team.
Well, and he spent some time with them yesterday, apparently, on what they do when it comes to the zone, and they did great when it comes to that. So I would agree with you on – I would say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned earlier that this team, the Heat team, is really – it's really just Butler, and I think you're right, Wiggy.
That's all it is.
I mean,
and the thing is,
Gabe Vincent kid's not bad though.
He's not, but he's not.
I mean, he's not a stud by any means, but he's not bad. But he's a good role player.
I'm ready to just get ready for the finals. Can we prepare for the Golden State Warriors?
Count your chickens.
I don't think we can. Be careful. Curtis.
The thing that the Celtics do that I think that's always going to give them an advantage, and gave them an advantage against Brooklyn, it gave them an advantage against Milwaukee, and it gives them an advantage against the Miami Heat. Their ability, now, it can hurt them at times, but their ability to shoot the three ball is really what propels them. Because if you look at the first half alone last night, they were 12 for 19 from three-point land, and the Miami Heat were 6 of 19. So you look at, that difference right there, whether it's Al
Horford. That's 18 points.
Whether it's Al Horford, whether it's Grant Williams.
Pritchard.
Even Pritchard, at your boy at times, their ability to just hit those three-pointers and the fact that Tatum could shoot them, Jimmy Butler, that's not what he does. So he's going to get his 25, his 28, his 30, his 40. But he's not – when you need that big three-pointer, he's like Giannis. He can't do that.
Well, yeah, you got big – we were talking about earlier. You got big ones from Grant Williams and from Peyton Pritchard at the end of that first quarter.
Yep.
Huge. And Marcus Smart, on if Courtney were here, she would say that some of those assists last night were electric. I mean, great game. Would you say best game playoffs for him?
Yeah, I would say it was a huge game for him. The thing I like, you know, more about last night's game is not what he did offensively, but what he brings to your team defensively. Because Tyler Hero, there are times you've seen him play Tyler Hero. He made Jimmy Butler really have to work. And I think that's something that when Marcus Smart's not on the court, you're not going to get that from anywhere else.
Yeah, great points. But I have two quick ones. What do you think the key was to Marcus Smart's performance last night?
When we talk about ball movement, you're talking about the movement of the ball.
That's it.
Nailed it.
And number two.
You and Glenn nailed it.
I mean, I learned everything I know from him.
Yes.
The first time in my lifetime are we at the ground floor of a burgeoning Celtics dynasty or potential dynastic run. Because every other time it was just retreads or mediocre teams or tanking for players we never got or getting the big three at the end of Paul Pierce's career. For the first time since Larry Bird became a Celtic, 1980, 79, whenever that was, this team is at the beginning of a run. Mm. Not trying to capitalize on the end or maximize other people.
Yeah.
All the parts of this team, the head coach, the two star players, the role players around them. Obviously, Horford's not going to be part of this team, but you can get Horford's to come in and out.
Yeah,
right.
Well, no, but then you have to start worrying about Jason Tatum at 24 years old and whenever he ends up with that. They did that.
But his max deal doesn't even kick in until next year.
Right.
So he's just beginning his brand new max contract.
I think he has like a player option. He
There's
can opt out after like
a couple
three,
years.
I think he's like two or three more years.
Okay, well, let's get to that when we get to it.
But I'm just saying, I'm anxious. I'm very stressed out. I'm like a lot of today's youth.
Well,
maybe
you might have to take a few days off. But I will say this, Curtis. The only thing that I look at as a potential, like, where they might have to tweak is, and we even talked about this, we said, which player is more important, Jaylen Brown or Marcus Smart? Right?
Right.
And so when
I suggested that it was Marcus Smart.
Right. And I would probably agree with you. So to sustain that dynasty, I think Tatum's fine, but who becomes that second piece? Like Golden State has their Splash Brothers. Who's that second piece that sustains it? Because at times it feels like Jaylen Brown could disappear.
But that.
Not the first piece. Second pieces can disappear. I mean,
right, but
Pippen wasn't always great
Tatum,
in all the big games.
I think Tatum, don't you think Tatum is obvious? I mean, Tatum is your first piece. Don't you think Marcus Smart is your second piece?
Well, see, that's I don't think he's your second piece of sustaining what Curtis is talking about, winning multiple championships.
They haven't won any. I'm just saying that for the first time ever, we're not trying to just get the last breath out of some guy win one. We are at the beginning of a team that is built to win, unlike any other since Larry Bird.
But see,
in the Twitch chat, this fat bitch, 70 Curtis.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Says, I love how Curtis brings up, is this the start of a dynasty, but mocked those who brought it up about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, well, I hate the Chiefs. Sorry, I am biased. I despise that organization. I hate Andy Reid. I hate everything about that team. I hated Tyreek Hill. So sorry, I'm jaded.
Certainly, I mean, I would say easier to have a dynasty in the NBA than it is in the NFL.
I would say that is correct.
So we can't talk about this team. For me, I think this team is on that cusp where Curtis is a dynasty of winning multiple championships. And when I look at this team, how do they do that? Ooh. My expectations are multiple chips.
But now that we have the Chiefs,
Brandon,
got to dump that.
You have to chime. Did you dump Brandon?
Sure did.
Should I trust Brandon with the?
He might have been talking to somebody else.
I don't know. Should I trust Brandon? Brandon, you gonna be able to?
Yeah, I was driving. I'm sorry. I was on the commute. I was driving.
What happened? I want to know what did somebody do to you?
Someone stopped short to let somebody else.
Were they on a bike or in a vehicle?
What's that? He was in a vehicle.
Okay.
Well, that's the worst. Right. The stop shorter.
Right. Well, what did you have about this?
Hey, this is this is the quickest I've ever gone on EEI.
Well, unfortunately,
I just want to say none of you have any pedigree to talk about basketball, and you're all clowns. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, I won a state championship in high school. I don't think anybody else can say that.
With this kind of analysis, how can you say that?
When
about
we talk
us?
About ball movement, you're talking about the movement of the ball.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Brandon.
All right.
Brandon don't know. He should look up my track record. I won a state championship.
You did win a state championship.
Yes. You shouldn't have trusted him.
And I was a star.
I've seen the photo.
And yes, we were in the paper. We were anointed the Fab Five of high school sports in Boston.
If I remember correctly, when it came to your head, they called you a big.
I was a big.
By the way, who would have thought that Brandon's first comment would have been the highlight of the call?
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And if for whatever the reason you can't listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it every day at weei.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, and that means you'll be able to listen to us from anywhere at any time. If you miss anything on the show, like if you missed Paul Pierce yesterday, you can go to the Odyssey app and listen to that Paul Pierce interview on this show. And you can also ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of colors, big debate going on in the Twitch chat about one of the Beachcomber collab sweatshirts and whether it's peach or orange.
You said it was burnt orange,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's nowhere near burnt
orange. I think it is.
Ooh, the picture I saw, I would probably lean more peach as well.
Yeah, I would go
peach. Really?
Maybe even like a grapefruit.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
There's nothing burnt orange about that picture at all.
Well, take it easy, guy. I see it as burnt orange.
I thought it was my eyes. I thought it was the picture at first when you said it.
To me, that's burnt orange.
I recognize that Dave Matthews Band is somewhat, I don't know, people like to mock them because they're too poppy or too whatever. They did the most amazing thing for a young boy named Sam Burns, who was from the area, who had this awful disease where he aged aggressively from a young age.
Yeah.
And, like, he was a big Dave Matthews fan, and they bring him to the concerts, and they were like, legit, like, took care of him. Really good guys.
They have some bangers, Curtis.
Oh, my God.
Absolute bangers.
I'm sorry if you don't like them. I enjoy it. I know. I'm a white guy. Whatever.
Speaking of that, also, I had an anonymous donor reach out and donate a suite
for the Celtics game tomorrow night.
Wow.
For Greg Hill Foundation beneficiaries. So A.J. Quetta and his dad and a bunch of them are all going to the game tomorrow night thanks to that anonymous donor. So we live in an extraordinarily generous place where people do amazing things like that. So
totally.
You know who you are, and thank you for that. And we have got to get to this.
And now,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. They take the work out of your work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
All right. Time now for Curtis's What Are We Doing segment. Curtis, what's the question that you're asking today?
Okay, in the latest edition of What Are We Doing, we ask, is an elephant an autonomous human?
An autonomous human?
Correct. That is what's being asked of the New York State Court of Appeals. There is hearings right now about whether or not this elephant gets a say in what zoo he lives at and where he goes.
Now, when you say get a say, how does the elephant express, if the elephant is a human, as this legal case is determining, how does the elephant determine where he would like to be, zoo or wild?
Well, he doesn't want to be in the zoo. He is, quote unquote, enslaved at the zoo.
I see.
They cite our awful history with slavery, which I probably wouldn't bring up. I don't know, kind of an odd turn there. But they also say that the elephant knows when their bodies are happy or when they have control of them.
Well, that's probably true.
Right.
And they contend that Happy, the female elephant, has intelligent and reasonable thought and that it needs and deserves bodily liberty. She passed, Happy the elephant did, a mirror self-recognition test in 2005. So...
So when the elephant was able to recognize itself in the mirror, therefore it is a human being?
Correct.
Huh. No, just because it has consciousness does not make it, therefore, a human being.
I don't know.
Not a human being, but...
There's a reason they have everything broken up into, like, classes and species and genus, where we are the Homo sapiens, and elephants are a different class and genus and species.
Yeah. Well, the one issue here, the attorneys may have created quite a conundrum for Happy, because the Bronx Zoo, where Happy currently resides... Mm. is enraged at the manner in which the attorneys are discussing Happy's living conditions.
So I am with Peter on that. All zoos should be banned. Get rid of zoos.
Well, so Coco the gorilla could communicate via sign language. Mm-hmm. Did that therefore mean she deserved all of the right to pick and choose whatever the heck she wanted
to
do?
That's the way to talk about Courtney when she's off.
Yikes. Is this elephant represented by Johnny Depp's lawyer?
It is.
I would be in on that.
Well, I think that Happy is mad that the owner of the zoo is watching the trial, and that's why he wants to leave the zoo.
And elephants, they don't forget anything.
Is that ever going to end? Every day I get home, and there's people tweeting about the stupid trial.
What's going on and on and on.
Like, what is the end game? Yeah. That guy that was accused of rape in Boston, Batali.
Yeah.
But that trial was over in 15
Mario
minutes.
Mario Batali, yeah.
This thing's been going on for 2 months.
So, all right, so this court is actually considering whether an elephant is a human being.
Right. They're utilizing the Non-Human Rights Project to create this argument.
Now, what about, could they just settle this and give the elephant a few mental health days away from the zoo, Wiggy?
I don't see the issue is, because there are people that think dogs are human beings. So
I don't think they think that. They treat their dogs. Yeah,
they'll
nicely.
Say that is my child.
I mean, my dog is, you know, not a child, but the closest thing to it. I mean,
but you treat it like it was a kid, right?
Yeah, take care of it.
I could see why these people would want to see this elephant, you know, in a better living situation.
But I'm with Wiggy. Zoo's got to go.
Well, the biggest issue with the elephant too, though.
Speaking of the dog thing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see, we never got to this yesterday, but I just went back to find it. 58%, there was just a poll, 58% of pet owners would rather sleep with their dog than their spouse.
I believe it.
I know you how do? Jess answered that.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. Come on, Greg. You see how there are a lot of people out there that treat their dogs like, if they don't have kids, like humans, or if they're not in relationship.
That's your wife or your... That's your wife or your husband.
Yeah.
They'd rather, 58% of them would rather sleep with their dog than probably their wife or their husband or their boyfriend or their
girlfriend.
They're
probably like, guess what? You know what the dog doesn't do? It doesn't talk back. It doesn't hog the remote.
You haven't talked to Pudge.
You know, it doesn't take all the covers at night. It doesn't complain about the room is too cold.
Oh, Curtis, can you answer this question from a texter?
I'd love to.
617 texter. Is this still a sports talk radio show?
Great question. No. We talk about what people talk about here. And we're
is
just,
that what we do?
You know, and next up, Travis Tritt.
And there's this interesting thing. There's a dial, and you can select. There's more options than ever, but we are tickled pink that you chose us.
Well, elephants and sports.
They were just wondering, Curtis.
Well, elephants and sports go together.
No, they do. You're right about that, Lee.
Don't they kick the ball?
Yeah. All right. If you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up next week, 2 for Tuesday on Tuesday. That means you can win Red Sox tickets, sports, and next Friday, we will be in Keene, New Hampshire for the next road show.
And NBA Television Entertainment Productions must be lost because they're coming to this show to film us.
They are?
In the next hour.
Did they want the elephant segment on there?
I really hope we can get back to it.
I believe so.
Right. We will be right back.
The Front Office Report with Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show. Talking Sox.
Anytime you have a player that's been a part of the organization for this long, like a guy like Xander, you want to sort of follow his lead. He deserves that respect. So we want to follow his lead, and we'll do that. And we'll see where things take us. We'll keep the door open for anything and everything as it relates to a player like Xander Bogaerts.
Miss Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show. Listen to it on demand, anywhere, anytime. Download the Odyssey app and take Boston sports with you everywhere you go.
WEEI.
New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.